Have you been looking for volunteer projects near you? Call 1-800-VOLUNTEER or click on 1-800-VOLUNTEER.org.
Okay, this is WCBS. WCBN FM Ann Arbor will destroy your feeble formats.
All right, so we just heard in that last set an entire side of a tape from a group called Topping Bottoms. The track was a 3-part track called Proceed the Weedian. The other side is a group called Dog Wiper, and I didn't see them, but their side is absolutely amazing. It's just like really sludgy, harsh, noisy, screamy stuff. So I'll probably play that in the coming weeks. But it's a tape release on Crooked Tapes. It's a really nice packaging. There's like a cloth sheet that's just wrapped around the tape case. So yeah. But yeah, Top and Bottom's from Japan. They also have a tape out on Not Fun. And they also have a CDR that comes with a book. It's a split with High Wolf because they toured Japan together. So, yeah. All right, so I'm going to play some right now. There is this past Sunday, there's sort of a noise festival that was inside the University of Texas. I think it's the University of Texas, but whatever university's in Austin, I think that's it. But it's the House of Commons. They just had a noise festival there, and it was pretty crazy. It was all day. There were a couple of bands playing outside, which the neighbors didn't like. They called the cops a couple of times, but they didn't shut the show down. But when I came in, this band was playing, and they were just really, really amazing. They're called Boogie Monster. They're from Vancouver. Just a duo, bass guitar and drums, sort of like Lightning Bolt. But not really. So I'm just going to play a track from this. And we'll play a couple other things that I saw at that noise festival. So here is Boogie Monster here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. The answer is in the beat.
by a man in the neighborhood. When you ask his premises, he tells you he has a lot to do. And so you see what he has, see what he can give to you. And so he ups some things to buy them for you. You give them all to your lord, manager of ice cream primates. He is the one with the monkey mask on his face.
Yeshurun bil ula.
Yes. Sorry about that. We just heard from Liturgy. That was Behind the Void from their album Renihilation. Before that, a cover of No More Sorry by My Bloody Valentine. That was from the first Liturgy record, Immortal Life, which is a clear 12-inch EP. And they have a new album coming out on Thrill Jockey pretty soon. And I think they also have a split LP with Oval coming out on Record Store Day, so that should be cool too. But yeah, I saw Liturgy and they were pretty amazing. Before that, Goat Lab with Juba from a CDR that he gave me. He was just passing out. And I saw him at that Noise Festival at that was in the House of Commons. That was during South by Southwest. Well, I guess the day after South by Southwest. He actually played in a basement that was the size of a bathroom. There was like 10 people in the room. And he was like screaming and rubbing his microphone up next to the furnace, which is pretty scary. I don't know. I was afraid that something was going to happen, but it didn't. So, before Goat Lab, we heard Fork Sister, which is actually Bubblegum Octopus. There's a track called Having a Drink with the Soft Serve Monkey. It's from the Placenta Family Tree Disc 3 compilation. And Bubblegum Octopus is actually playing Ultra Mega Awesome Extreme Fest, something like that, next month in Detroit. You'll be hearing more info about that. Before that, Signals, which is SGNLS, all capitals. We heard a track called Invocation, New World. That was from Sleep Deprived, 2009-2011, which was a CDR compilation they were just giving out of some of their tracks. And before that, we heard Boogie Monster with Bullfrog from their CD Zeki Meki. They're from Vancouver. They're pretty awesome. So yeah, my name is Paul. I'm doing a special show of stuff that I saw at South by Southwest, which is why I wasn't here last week. I'm going to do a quick concert info just so I don't miss it. Let's see, Saturday is today. That's British Sea Power. It's playing at the Pike Room. Newfound Road is playing at the Arc. Monday, March 28th, Astronautilus and Sims are playing at Pike Room. Wednesday, March 30th, Todd Rundgren is playing at the Stranahan Theater in Toledo, performing the albums Todd and Healing in their entirety. Thursday, March 31st, Jay Masses and Kurt Vile and the Violators at the Blind Pig. The English Beat is at the Crowfoot Ballroom. Gene Loves Jezebel is at the Blondies in Detroit. Friday, April 1st, Alash from Tuva are at the Detroit Institute of the Arts. Archie Fisher and Garnet Rogers at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing. Saturday, March 2nd, the Ohio Players, the Barkays, Confunction, Zap, and the Daz Band are at the Detroit Opera House. Wow. Sunday, March 3rd, the Ravenettes and Tamarin are at the Magic Stick. Civil Wars and Aram Rai are at the Arc. Tuesday, April 5th, Over the Rhine and Lucy Wainwright Roche are at the Arc. And I think that's all I'm going to read. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:35, 30, 8:30, 11:30, and also at 2:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. right here on WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor. All right, so got a little bit more than a half hour of stuff to play. I'm going to play some right now from a band that I also saw at South by Southwest that I was really excited. They play a free outdoor show. They're back together. They're recording a new album. And they're the Dead Milkmen. So here's the Dead Milkmen.
You know what, Stuart? I like you. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park. Oh, don't get me wrong. They're fine people. They're good Americans. But they're content to sit back, maybe watch a little Mork and Mindy on Channel 57, maybe kick back a cool Core 16-ouncer. They're good, fine people, Stuart. But they don't know what the queers are doing to the soil. You know that Johnny Worker kid, the kid litters papers in the neighborhood? He's a fine kid. Some of the neighbors say he smokes crack, but I don't believe it. Anyway, for his 10th birthday, all he wanted was a furrow owl. Kept bugging his old man. Dad, get me a furrow owl. I'll never ask for anything else as long as I live. So the guy breaks down and buys him a furrow owl. Anyway, 10:30, the other night, I go out in my yard, and there's the worker kid looking up in the tree. I say, what are you looking for? So the looking for my furrow owl. I say, jumping Jesus on a pogo stick. The burrow owl lives in a hole in the ground. Why the hell do you think they call it a burrow? I first became aware of all this about 10 years ago. The summer my oldest boy, Bill Jr., died. You know that carnival comes through town every year? Well, this year they came through with a ride called the Mixer. The man said, keep your head and arms inside the mixer at all times. But Bill Jr., he was a daredevil, just like his old man. He was leaning out saying, hey, everybody, look at me, look at me. Pow, he was decapitated. They found his head over by the snow cone concession. A few days after that, I opened up the mail, and there's a pamphlet in there from Pueblo, Colorado. And it's addressed to Bill Jr., and it's entitled, Do You Know What the Queers Are Doing to Our Soil? Now, Stuart, if you look at the soil around any large U.S. city with a big underground homosexual population, Des Moines, Iowa, perfect example. Look at the soil around Des Moines, Stuart. You can't build on it. You can't grow anything in it. The government says it's due to poor farming. But I know what's really going on, Stuart. I know it's the queers. They're in it with the aliens. They're building landing strips for gay Martians. I swear to God. You know what, Stuart? I like you. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park.
Got all the black bitches mad, cause my main bitch Vanilla, she tryna get her groove back like Stella. Grab the umbrella. When it comes to your perception of my shit, I'm Helen Keller. When it comes to the perfection of my shit, I know you smell the rectum. I'm like a chromosome, I always X them. Like Wolverine steps an attack and a deadly weapon. I'm opening a church to sell coke and Led Zeppelin. The fuck Mary and her ass. Yo, fucking Goldilocks up in the forest in a 3-bed house eating they motherfucking porridge. I tell her it's my house, give her a tour in my basement and keep that bitch locked up in my storage. Rape her and record it, then edit it with more shit. I throw pussy special effect, the rap bitches we banging. And please never disrespect my set with cannons hanging from my necks like it's a motherfucking circus. Every girl I'm digging, when I'm digging in the pussy, I'm never using a rubber. Fuck it, I guess I gotta stretch it out like it was flubber and leave it dripping green and red like double cheeseburgers. Chewing on cum like bubblegum from Hubbard. This bitch new dick like bubble new shit. I'm 17, already sniffing blow. I tell my friends it's asthma every time I start to itch my throat. I got a new show for MTV, pin my bow, because some bitch said my semen was dirty, that's silly ho. The most that they could do was find me, I'm hiding somewhere where Chris Stokes can't find me. Oh no, Mr. Stokes, I don't like misters. No, don't tell R. Kelly where my little sister go.
Check my French, I got all stars and you can check my bench. Left brain super three, create an ace. Put expressions in the music and create the face of the picture. Punchline figured out, I get ya. No you don't nigga, so why don't you go and figure. You seem confused anyway, pressured enough. You the type to do the choke when the pressure is up. The pressure is the pump and the pressure is us. Bitches having orgasms and the pleasure is us. Niggas wanna be OF and write letters to us. Competition's competition, yo, you better than us. Digest what I'm saying, I don't think so, it's sick shit. Throw it up, down in the sink, yo. The odd niggas are beginning to spill these pink throws. We think sorta odd, so we think so.
Cruising.
cruising in my go-kart at Walmart selling cupcakes. Go ahead, admit it, faggot. This shit is tighter than butt rape. That involved bar park franks and silver duct tape, pornos, some hormones, and boxes of DiGiorno. You homos is loco. You probably drinking Cuervo with some vatos with the door closed watching Zorro. You homos. O. F. S.
So, are you dating anyone right now? You know?
No, I'm just playing the field right now.
So, I'm guessing she's white since she's vanilla.
Class Recordings, Anti, Big Dada, Arbutus Records, Old Ugly, Up in Arms Recordings, Normals Welcome, Pop Echo, this is Canadian Club, this is Cadence Weapon, Holy Rolling Empire, this is the new mixtape, I'm an adult now like Mo Berg, my life's a movie, yeah, Barton Fink, rappers need to start to think. Bad mind man, got a bad fucking attitude. Spend my time in the latitude 53. Dissing me is not a smart platitude to make with your rap crews. I play the song and just laugh at you. And your photos is spooked like Romo. Your girl's got a Lomo on her bedside table right next to my FOMO. Only one in the country, press a wax for your phone. Check the hardcore logos. UC, ANT, Big DADA, Rock the Squadron, Canadian Club rule. My booth gets used, I'm in the Arbutus crew. Clip you like Cheapcake Buddhist do. Make you lose a pseudonym to use it too. Not scared of you, your friends are your corner. Still make you change names like Manitoba. You talk that fuddle duddle, that tough stuff. I'm with my dogs like a crust pump. What's up? Putting out them rappers says you better get your brakes fixed. Ain't whipping nothing up, you two just talk about the cake fix. Rapping like the Swedish chef, I'm ripping off your apron. Give me that beef, food, don't make me come and take it. They say I'm always far out, I'm living on a spaceship. Keep on getting high to try and make it to my placement. Kick the same shit from when I lived up in the basement. Some music makes you wanna quit, my music makes you make shit.
Yeah, holla, I'm good.
You heard him. Once again, this is Cadence Weapon. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Poet Laureates.
Now it's Bloody Mary. It's in the mirror. I'm feeling like I'm a champion. Looking like I'm a mannequin. Cannabis residue is on my seat for breaking down again. I'm on computers profusely searching on the internet for answers given to me. It's like I'm married. I'm watching the blog is heavily. TV is ran by money. How am I supposed to be? The truth is near me. I'm hearing it and I can feel it. But are we dumbing down for technology and the cost of living? I just forget it continually. Smoking heavily. Thinking about the melody. Thinking of what's ahead of me. We coming further than ever to live in space. But somebody got the weapons that's controlling the human race.
The age of information. The age of information.
Everything's on the internet now.
The age of information.
This is the age of information.
Information.
cup is made to sedate me. Thinking logically on my laptop for hours, like I'm in college. Be honestly asking Google about things that I should learn about. Can't even get lost in the navy in sight. Cell phone overtaken, got a car so never walking. They took away places where it's only the forest. I'm jogging in peace, I got my iPod slapping these beats. I'm on a mission to find peace and precision. The cost of living is taxes and jail time. Without time to find your passion, I'm asking the older people how you make it to your status. They laughing cause they see reflection while I'm asking questions. And the best gift is to listen, learn math and count your blessings. Used to catch a bus on AC transit, dark nights look like 2020 lens. Out of focus, waiting outside of stores, asking oldest to buy switches and they come back with 50 cent. Now I'm buying liquor, MySpace, Facebook and Twitter, YouTube off the shore portal, off to the average human being. I'm watching people in Japan making G's from overseas chat roulette. I used to be on the corner where it's drug roulette. So pick, obviously, the information like art, it hurt the race. Because we judge before we classify. It's like a case, human races fail. Even though we in space, we still hate ourselves. Age of information is hell. Information has hurt the race, and you know why? Because all we do is judge. All the movies, all the internet, everything that we watch, all we do is classify people. So we don't gotta go outside and meet people anymore, because we already have prejudgment. How I feel, the internet has ruined the human race. Even though, you know, we can fly, and cars and technology has gotten better, I still feel the human race has not progressed as much as we should be. How come the human race isn't progressing as fast as technology has? Yeah, we're gonna be staying on the moon, but there's still gonna be races. So, in the end, are we really winning? These nuclear bombs, nuclear war? What's going on? This is Lil B, the Age of Information, 2010. Shouts out to the East Coast, West Side. Thank you, Bass God. Bass World, Front Boys, Waterfront.
Yes, yes indeed. You're listening to WCBN FM in Ann Arbor. My name is Paul. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. This is my South by Southwest retrospective. I don't know if retrospective is the right word, but yeah, playing music by people that I saw last week. So that was Lil B with The Age of Information. He did a set at the Fader for it. He was like closing that out, and it was pretty crazy because, like, I don't know, the crowd wasn't as into it as I thought they would be. Like, some of it was, but he did a pretty, you know, he has a lot of different sides to his personality, and he sort of went through all of them. but I think the people seem to respond best when Puff Daddy came out and did a intro and then an encore, which I was kind of disappointed about. But whatever. Before that, Cadence Weapon with Holla, I'm Good from Tron Legacy, the mixtape. And he has a new album coming out soon, and I saw him the first time in a couple of years. He has a band now, so he's doing a little different things than he used to. Tyler, the Creator, before that with French, the Toro y Moi remix. And I actually saw Toro y Moi, which I thought was okay. I just wasn't crazy about this sort of new live band setup. I liked him more last year when he was just a guy with a laptop. but I saw Odd Future too, which was insane because they were like jumping off of speakers and rooftops and doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And yeah. And before that, we played the Dead Milkmen with Stuart from Beelzebubba just because I saw them and they were amazing. And Rodney Anonymous went on a rant about Odd Future because he thinks they're amazing, but they're just sort of criticizing journalists who were surprised that somehow in 2011 a group of young African-American teenagers has access to the same underground punk rock music and youth culture as white kids. So there you go. All right, so I'm almost out of here. I got like 17 minutes left. I'm going to play some Son of Ra because I saw him and I bought a bunch of his records. So I'm just going to play some. All right, so yeah, once again, you're listening to BCBN FM in Ann Arbor. My name is Paul. I do a show called The Answers and the Beat. I'm here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m. and online at theanswersandthebeat.net. But yeah, so stay tuned. I'm going to play some Son of Ra after some promos. Which one should I play? I'll play this one.
21st century humanity. Exploring space. Searching for answers to dangerous questions. In space, no one can hear you scream. But if you have a modem, you can listen to WCBN live over the World Wide Web at www.wcbn.org.
Wetlands are home to hundreds of wildlife species. They also purify our water and provide extraordinary places to enjoy the outdoors. But more than half our original wetlands have disappeared, and we lose 100,000 additional wetland acres every year. Since 1937, Ducks Unlimited has led the charge to restore and protect our wetlands. 1-800-45-DUCKS or log on to www.ducks.org.